When you walk into Action Collection Service Incorporated in Boise, this is what you expect to hear. But that boiler room stereotype is far from what really goes on in this very quiet office. The lighting is subdued, and so are the people. It's an ordinary work environment, with small offices and cubicles decorated with little personal touches.
We're not bad people.
That's John Muir, general manager and co-owner of Action Collection. Muir says debt collectors are often misunderstood.
Without the collection industry around, the price of goods and services would be through the roof because there is no return on this money that clients are out. Their accounts receivables would never get collected because people just don't have the willingness to pay that money back.
That's the prevailing view from the Idaho Department of Finance, which regulates collection agencies in Idaho. Michael Larson is the Consumer Finance Bureau Chief.
Consumer credit is a vital aspect of our economy, and the cost of consumer credit could go up dramatically if we didn't have proper debt collection practices out there to enable these businesses to recover.
All kinds of businesses use collection agencies. Dave McNamee is the sales manager at Action Collection Service.
A great deal of medical bills. We have a lot of landlord-tenant business. We have a lot of government business, state, county, tradespeople, just the electricians, the plumbers, and that sort of thing. It's a large gamut of clients that we have.
So often we hear about the beleaguered debtor being hounded by a collection agency. That does happen. But what about the person who got stiffed? Many companies rely on collection agencies to keep their businesses afloat.
I've had clients tell me we literally kept them out of bankruptcy for at least a short amount of time. You know, we're all consumers, and sometimes you just have to understand what your obligation is, and that's to pay the bill. If you borrow and you owe, you need to pay.
That's where the phone calls come in. The plumber or hospital sends an account to the collection agency. It's the collection agent's job to call the debtor and get the ball rolling.
Hopefully, they pay their bill. A lot of times, it's not on the first contact, it's not on the second contact, or the third contact. Sometimes it takes the consumer a while to understand their obligation, and we are persistent. That's part of our business, is to be professionally persistent. We work very hard to make sure that our clients get paid.
Debt collectors can indeed be persistent, but they can't engage in any abusive, deceptive, or unfair practices, and they must identify themselves when contacting a debtor. There are plenty of federal and state laws to protect the consumer, like the Idaho Collection Agency Act and the Federal Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, passed by Congress in 1977. Anthony Polidori is the Consumer Finance Bureau Supervising Investigator.
Communication from a debt collection agency doesn't have to be an adversarial event to the debtor. A debtor owes a debt to a creditor. The collection agency is nothing more than an agent for that creditor attempting to try and get payment to his client.
But it can be adversarial. Polidori says the old stereotype is of a debt collector screaming or cursing at a debtor using verbal force as a club. But both he and his boss, Michael Larson, say that's against the law, and legitimate businesses steer clear of such practices.
Debtors should and need to pay their debts. In that process, there's no room for abusive or harassing type of conduct, and that's what we're here for.
But the laws only apply to the debt collector, not the consumer. Polidori says often when he investigates collection complaints, it's the debtor who gets agitated and abusive.
They'll type in the notes what the consumer said to them or what the debtor said, and oftentimes it may include, you know, very inflammatory language.
Sometimes it's more than language. Action Collection General Manager John Muir remembers a day 25 years ago. He was just 9 years old, hanging around in his dad's collection office.
I went over and got the paper for my father and told him that somebody left a package for him on his doorstep. And when he went over there to look at it, he saw that it was a bomb and cleared the office and called the police and the bomb squad to come out. So
sometimes debtors pay their bills. Sometimes they send chocolates. Once they even sent a bomb. That story tomorrow in part two of Debt Collectors Are People Too. For Boise State Radio, I'm Samantha Wright. It was an ordinary day 25 years ago at Action Collection Service Incorporated in Boise. John Muir was 9 years old, eager to help around the office at the family business. Muir went outside to pick up the newspaper for his dad and found something else on the doorstep.
Somebody put a bomb on our office doorstep back then, and the cops were called, and police officers were there, and bomb squad was there. And it was a pretty amazing thing for at least for a 9-year-old to experience because of a third-party debt collection. Somebody was angry that, you know, we were calling them to collect money from them, yes. And that was back in the 80s. That's very scary. Yeah, it can be.
Fortunately, the bomb didn't go off, but it did leave an impression on Muir, who grew up to eventually co-own the business.
I can tell you once a day I get my life threatened. If you're just not good at your job, you're going to take a statement from somebody like that, and you're going to feel threatened. I don't let things like that bother me. I don't think about it twice. Nothing's happened yet, you know, knock on wood, but I would hate to think that something ever would happen over something as ridiculous as an unpaid bill.
Muir says even outside the office, a bill collector has a tough time avoiding old stereotypes.
The perception that most people have when you say bill collector is they're like, ooh, you know, I just had it happen to me this last weekend when somebody asked me, you know, what I did for a living. And I told them, they're like, oh my, you're one of those people. I was like, I don't really know what that statement means, but, you know, I'm a pretty nice guy.
Everyone I met at Action Collection was nice, including Catherine, a collection supervisor. Catherine helps oversee the other agents on the collection floor, and she makes calls to consumers.
Everybody really thinks of us as bad guys.
She says that's not true.
Collectors are people, too.
Catherine has been in the business for about 6 years. She hasn't seen a bomb like her boss, but she does deal with cranky people quite often.
When they're really grumpy and kind of cussing at you, I like to figure out what their problem is, why they're so angry. Because once you find out why they're so angry and discuss it a little bit, it's kind of like counseling. Once they get it off their chest, you're able to move forward. Not all the time, but most of the time.
Often the phone calls to debtors go something like this.
We ask for the bill in its entirety, and we usually get the I don't have any money response. Usually we just ask them, oh, well, why not? Is where I like to go if they just say, I don't have any money. Oh, well, how come? And usually they'll give us a problem. I like to think of all of us collectors out there as problem solvers. And usually they come out of their shell at that point. They realize we're not here to be mean and beat them over the head with a stick. We just want to help them resolve their account that they have.
Dave McNamee is the sales manager at Action Collection Service. McNamee also trains new collection agents in how to make phone calls. He says training has a lot to do with keeping your cool in a tough situation.
Folks that are on our collection floor are prepared to deal with consumers. They're not overwhelmed. They're taught to control the conversation and to have a point and that sort of thing. And I think anytime you're prepared, it takes care of a lot of the stress of a job like this.
Both Catherine and McNamee say the job is all about problem solving.
When these guys solve a problem for a consumer, it's a good day. When somebody says thank you once in a while, it's a good day. That's an easy way to go home at night. And we don't get a whole lot of them, but we do get them.
Catherine says the thank yous are rare, but they do happen. And they help alleviate some of the stress of the day-to-day phone calls.
We're kind of a family. And we get to work together. If someone's having a rough day, we have someone that says, hey, you know, they smile at you and you get a smile back and end the day better than what you came in as.
Action Collection General Manager John Muir says he works hard to create that family atmosphere, and he tries to keep everyone's spirits up even when times are tough.
We're good people. We're just doing a job, and that's all it is. It's just a job.
A job and an industry that's growing. Action Collection has grown from a 5-person office in the 1960s to 5 offices in Idaho and 1 in Utah. Muir just purchased a new company in Idaho Falls. For Boise State Radio, I'm Samantha Wright.